This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
School shooting aftermath.
The young man that was killed was an amazing little boy.
East Coast winter wallop.
A big swath of snow here, 5 or more inches of snow.
Commuting chaos.
Everyone was scared, screaming. They had to break the door.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup.
Lord, listen to your children.
Deep sadness in Perry, Iowa, at a vigil after the school shooting that left a sixth grader dead and 5 other people injured.
May this vigil be a beacon of light, illumining the path toward healing and unity.
CBS News correspondent Ed O'Keefe.
Police say they arrived within 7 minutes of receiving the call and came upon a grisly scene.
Appears to be self-inflicted gunshot wound.
Police say they soon determined the shooter, 17-year-old Dylan Butler, had taken his own life. But not before he killed one sixth grader and wounded 5 others, including 4 students and the school's principal. And he didn't stop there.
Officers located an improvised explosive device.
Investigators say the shooter was armed with a pump-action shotgun and small-caliber handgun and appeared to act alone.
It was absolutely horrifying.
Among the survivors, Jody Kurth's stepson, Xander, who was grazed by a bullet during the shooting.
One of the worst moments of my entire life, but the best phone call I got was saying that they were okay.
Iowa is also the place where we find attention focused on the presidential race. Here's CBS's Robert Costa.
Gun violence is top of mind in Iowa.
He wanted to be instant background checks.
We could go and take away a certain kind of gun today, but a week from now, there'd be another shooting. Instead, why don't we do the hard work and deal with the mental health?
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and former Ambassador Nikki Haley are scrambling to catch up to the front runner, former President Donald Trump, despite his mounting legal troubles.
We're putting the future of the Republican Party and the future of the nation, perhaps, in the hands of 12 jurors.
A congressional report authored by House Democrats finds former President Trump's businesses received $7.8 million from China and other foreign governments during his 4 years in office. In the case of China, the report calls the payments a violation of the Constitution. New York City has filed a lawsuit against 17 charter bus companies used by Texas to ship migrants north. The city seeks $700 million for the cost to shelter them. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott calls the lawsuit baseless. Overseas, there's been a new flare-up in military tensions with North Korea in disputed waters off the coast. CBS's Ben Tracy.
The North fired more than 200 rounds of artillery shells off its west coast towards a South Korean island that is due west of the capital, Seoul. This island is home to a military base and about 2,000 people. South Korean civilians there were ordered to shelter on the island, but there are no reports of deaths or injuries, and all the shells appear to have landed in North Korean waters. Now, the South is calling North Korea's move a provocative act. It comes as South Korea has been holding military drills of its own, which the North claims are a rehearsal for an invasion.
A storm system that's packed snow and rain is in the closing stages of its march across the country. The Weather Channel's Stephanie Abrams says it'll make for a messy weekend along the East Coast after delivering a punch to the Gulf Coast.
There's a potential for isolated flash flooding along with thunderstorms that could produce damaging winds and tornadoes along I-10. Tomorrow morning, it's in the Carolinas. By dinner time, it's going to exit and move into the Mid-Atlantic and the Northeast, where we'll have rain, freezing rain, and snow. And get your shovels ready in the Northeast. Sunday, you're going to wake up to heavy snow, blustery winds. It lasts through the afternoon with improving conditions as we head into the evening.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Some subway service in New York City is still affected by the derailment yesterday that injured more than 20 people.
Smoke started coming inside the carts. It smelled a lot like gas, and it was really bad. Everyone was panicking.
It was a low-speed collision between a train with 300 on board and an out-of-service train. The cause is under investigation. Overseas, South African athlete Oscar Pistorius has been released from prison on parole. He served nearly 9 years behind bars for killing his girlfriend. A member of the Proud Boys extremist group who went on the run after his conviction and the Capitol attack has been sentenced to 10 years in prison. Christopher Worrell was found guilty of assaulting police with pepper spray. The Iowa school shooting has again raised questions about safety. There were 37 school shootings last year alone. CBS's Roxana Saberi has more on new technology.
Alert. Initiate lockdown. Law enforcement has been notified.
This technology, called Safe Defend,
staff, police get an email and a text message,
can help people survive a shooting at schools and workplaces.
Jeff Green left his job as an elementary school principal to create the technology.
No matter how much law enforcement wants to be there, then there's a gap. There's a time when we're on our own. And how do we survive until help arrives?
It's just one part of what's become a booming industry aimed at protecting kids and employees from a rapid rise in mass shootings. Products range from gun detectors guided by AI to bulletproof tables and automatically locking doors. Roxana Saberi, CBS News, Overland Park, Kansas.
Drug maker Eli Lilly says it will offer its new weight loss drug Zepbound at an online site direct to consumers. A prescription is needed. The company says doctors connected through the site are independent and not paid to promote the product. Google is going to begin testing a feature for its Chrome browser that disables third-party cookies, those files that collect data and personalize ads. CBS News tech contributor Ian Schur.
Google says it's only going to test this on 1% of its users. That sounds pretty small, but it's actually 30 million people. Google says it's going to force the advertising industry to be more respectful when people ask websites and apps not to track them as much.
Her manager calls Glynis Johns the last of old Hollywood. The actress best known for playing the mother opposite Julie Andrews in Mary Poppins has died.
We're clearly soldiers in petty coats and dauntless crusaders for women's votes.
Johns also won a Tony on Broadway for A Little Night Music half a century ago. Glynis Johns was 100 years old.
If you're constantly on the hunt for a good deal, then you need Rakuten. Rakuten is the smartest way to save money when you shop because members get cash back at over 3,500 stores across every category, including fashion, beauty, electronics, home essentials, traveling, dining, and more. You're already shopping at your favorite stores. Why not save while you're doing it? It's a no-brainer. Get the Rakuten app now and join the 17 million members who are already saving. Cashback rates change daily. See Rakuten.com for details. That's Rakuten. Your cash back really adds up.
A Britney Spears online post has fans wondering about her future.
Fans may want more, but Britney Spears is shutting down rumors of a new album, vowing to never return to the music industry. The pop star plans to stick to ghostwriting instead. Telling fans on Instagram, she's written more than 20 songs for other artists in the last 2 years since being released from her conservatorship. Spears has made a couple cameos on songs since then. But her last album was Glory, back in 2016. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
Cher goes to court today in California to seek a temporary conservatorship for her son, Elijah Blue Allman. She's looking to oversee the 47-year-old's assets because of concerns about his drug use and mental health. That's the Roundup, produced by Paul Ferry. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover...
Inside the house, there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God. This is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, wherever you get your podcasts.
Nancy's love story could have been ripped right out of the pages of one of her own novels.
She was a romance mystery writer who happens to be married to a chef.
But this story didn't end with a happily ever after.
When I stepped into the kitchen, I could see that Chef Brophy was on the ground, and I heard somebody say, call 911.
As writers, we'd written our share of murder mysteries. So when suspicion turned to Dan's wife, Nancy, we weren't that surprised.
The first person they look at would be the spouse.
We understand that's usually the way they do it.
But we began to wonder, had Nancy gotten so wrapped up in her own novels...
There are murders in all of the books.
...that she was playing them out in real life? You can listen to Happily Never After, Dan and Nancy, early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
For more than two centuries, the White House has been the stage for some of the most dramatic scenes in American history. Inspired by the hit podcast American History Tellers, Wondery and William Morrow present the new book, The Hidden History of the White House. Each chapter will bring you inside the fierce power struggles, the world-altering decisions, and shocking scandals that have shaped our nation. You'll be there when the very foundations of the White House are laid in 1792, and you'll watch as the British burn it down in 1814. Then you'll hear the intimate conversations between FDR and Winston Churchill as they make plans to defeat Nazi forces in 1941. And you'll be in the Situation Room when President Barack Obama approves the raid to bring down the most infamous terrorist in American history. Pre-order The Hidden History of the White House now in hardcover or digital editions wherever you get your books.